life is o'er. Time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore.
Just a closer walk,
just a closer walk. Granite Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk,
just a closer walk.
Just a closer walk,
close to thee.
Just a closer walk with me.
Let it be,
just a closer walk,
dear Lord.
Just a closer walk with thee.
This is Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., son of Hawkshaw Hawkins Sr. and son of Grand Ole Opry star and Country Music Hall of Famer Gene Shepherd. And I'm here with my good friend Johnny Woodlock here on Way Back.
Just call Lonesome 77203.
Friends, once again, we're back here on the third and final hour of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also OshaRocks.com. We're still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, where this program is taped and recorded weekly. And with that, we can also be heard and carried over, yes, historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada, and also via internet radio up there in Oshawa, an area of the Durham County, with www.OshaRocks.com. With that shared, I would like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of this morning's program, and remember another lady who tragically died in a trailer house fire on March 29th, 1963. That was the wife of the late, great Curly Fox, Miss Texas Ruby. As she was known back in her day, she was a big name, and with that, we would like to remember her today with a couple of classics. First, we'll open with a song titled Fallen Leaf, and then we'll follow that with another heartbreaking song titled Shanty Street. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the third and final hour of this program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Prairie wild and lone, for
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old maritimes of the Atlantic Ocean. With that, we would like to salute what we like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. Let's begin with a song going out to my dear friends in Pugwash, Nova Scotia, Peter and Myrna Trenholm. For them, it's going to be a classic by the Pride of Newfoundland, none other than Dick Nolan, and a song titled Atlantic Lullaby. Then I would like to play one of the sacred songs of country music, especially in Canada. It's going to be a song written and recorded by none other than Roy Payne called I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf. With that, this one's also going out to all the Canadian people out there who are proud to be Canadian. Following that, we will also hear from Chuck Sims and a song from him, and it's going to be his version of Never Be Alone Like Me, which Hank Williams recorded and wrote many years ago. With that, I'd like to welcome you all in to the Way Back with Johnny Show.
There's a place so dear to me, nestled by the deep blue sea, where the women folk are noted for their pie. Where the sweet Mayflower grows, it's the land of the blue nose, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby. Fields are green, skies are blue, friendly folk will welcome you in her city, where the famous garden grows. I remember well the charm of the lovely Northwest Arm and the harbor watching the great ships come and go. Where the breakers rock and roll till they stir your very soul, and the seagulls scream in circles o'er the sky. Where lovers stroll beneath moonbeams in Nova Scotia, land of dreams, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby. Everyone who wants to roll loves to visit Peggy's Cove, where the lighthouse sends its message out to sea. Valley of Evangeline, where the poets love to dream, and the beauty of the blossoms beckon me. How I love the Cabot Trail, winding over hill and dale, in Cape Breton with its scenery so fair. Where a fellow takes a wife, and he loves her all his life, children singing, church bells ringing, God is there. Where the breakers rock and roll till they stir your very soul, and the seagulls scream in circles o'er the sky. Where lovers stroll beneath moonbeams in Nova Scotia, land of dreams, where you slumber to the Atlantic lullaby.
Of this world, I've seen the starving faces of a million boys and girls. I've walked the war-torn countryside and the bloody, battered streets where young men fought and died because they wanted to be free. Just listen to the news, and I'm sure you'll realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. Yes, friends, we've got so much to be thankful for all across this land. From the mighty Pacific Ocean to the shores of Newfoundland. So tonight, when your children pray down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free. Yes, as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country, mister, that we're living in.
Alone and oh so blue tonight. like a piece of driftwood on the sea. May you never be alone like me. I gave up my friends, I left my home. When you promised you'd be mine alone, now you're gone, our love could never be. May you never be alone like me. I believe the lies you told to me. When you whispered, dear, I worship thee. Here I am alone and so blue. In the Bible, God's own words to say, for every wrong, dear, someday you'll have to pay. I pray the Lord now to set me free. May you never be alone like me. May you never be alone like me.
Hi friends, it's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on The Way Back.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Oh yes, friends, once again I would like to pay tribute to the final recordings of these great stars that lost their lives on March 5th of 1963. First of all, we would like to remember Cowboy Copas in a classic that came out in the same year he passed away with Goodbye Kisses. Then we'll follow with one of the greatest songs that Mr. Hawkshaw Hawkins is remembered for today, written by none other than Ernest Tubb's son, Justin Tubb. It's going to be a classic called Lonesome 77203. And then we'll wrap up this set with Miss Patsy Cline and a song that she is said to have been her last performed song ever, titled I'll Sail My Ship Alone. With that, we'll be back following this with another great interview with our next guest, and that, of course, Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr. So with that, I'd like to welcome y'all in to the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC in Oshawa, www.oshawarocks.com.
Goodbye kisses.
Goodbye kisses.
Goodbye love affair. Goodbye happiness.
Goodbye kisses.
My heart cries despair. Goodbye to all my dreams. I've watched them walk away. Mr. Blue, don't let it make you sad when I cry in front of you. Just make yourself at home within this lonely room. We have so much in common, you and I.
change today, although I hate to. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. In the book now, so you better write it down, just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call lonesome 77203. Telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at lonesome 77203. Our new number two. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call lonesome 77203. Just call
77203. We've been sweethearts for so long, but now you say we're through. The love we shared is now a memory. I have built a ship of dreams and planned them all for you. But now I guess what is to be will be. I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. Yes, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink in, I'll blame you. Now I gave a message to the wind to take back home to you, hoping you would hear my SOS. I thought that you would come back home, my darling, if you knew how much my aching heart was in distress. Well, I'll sail my ship alone with all the dreams I own, drifting out across the ocean blue. Yes, I'll sail my ship alone, though all the sails you've torn. And when it starts to sink in, I'll blame you.
Had to keep up with the Joneses.
Hey,
Hey everybody, this is Margie Singleton in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on Way Back. Keep listening. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, we had to keep up with the Joneses.
Well now, friends, during the first several years of the salute to the March 5th tragedy, I have called and nicknamed the darkest day in country music history. There was only one guest that we ever were able to get. That, of course, was Miss Patsy Cline's daughter, Miss Julie Fudge. I, however, have been able to get on the program over the last several years a dear friend of mine whose father was the legendary Hawkshaw Hawkins Sr. That, of course, Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr., son of Hawkshaw and also Miss Jean Shepherd. This is our yearly visit with Hawk, and following this, we'll hear a song that he requested I play of his dad's called Doghouse Boogie. With that, here is my dear friend and none other than Hawkshaw Hawkins Jr.
Hey, Johnny, hope you're well, brother.
Yes. So let's go back to your father's story. He was born on December of 1921.
Mm-hmm.
What would his childhood have been like?
I do know that he was born and raised in Huntington, West Virginia on the west side. And from what I've been told, of course, I never met him, but they shot marbles.
Okay.
Back in the alley, in the alleyways back behind the buildings there in Huntington. And in those alleyways, he saw a young man stealing some fishing poles out of another man's garage. And he told on the boy, and that's where he got his name. That man said, well, you're a regular Hawkshaw. And Hawkshaw in England means a detective.
Oh, is that right?
There was an old cartoon back in those days of a guy in England, and his name was Hawkshaw, and that's how he got his name.
I see, yes. And he was born Harold Franklin, I understand, originally.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I've been stuck with that name myself.
I see, yes, for sure. But it's a good name to be stuck with if you had to be one. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, making his early recording, 1940s, what would his life have been like back in those early days of music?
Well, I don't know. It was a lot tougher back in those days. You know, today they've got these voice tuners and vocal tuners, and you can go back and cut and splice little segments of your songs. But back in those days, they just stuck a microphone in the middle of the room, and whatever the band played and whatever you sang is what you got.
Yes.
Yes.
And if
you
messed it up, then you had to redo it all.
Yeah, that's right. That had to be a little tough.
I imagine it was quite frustrating too back then.
Yeah, you know what they used before they had Pro Tools?
No.
They used Pros.
Yes.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, I guess like Charlie McCoy is a good friend of mine, and this is where I got that from, is that he said years ago to me, if you messed it up back and even in the 60s, you had to do the whole thing all over again. It was quite challenging, I guess.
Yeah, Charlie, as a matter of fact, we went up, it's been 8 or 10 years ago, I guess, we went up to West Virginia, and they put Charlie and my daddy and Doc and Chickie Williams, they put them into the West Virginia Country Music Hall of Fame. I got to meet Charlie and hang out with him a little while.
Nice, yes, I see. So talking about Wheeling and Virginia, I understand that your father got his earliest starts with the Wheeling Jamboree.
You know, I'm not sure about that. He won a contest, and he got to be on WWVA up there. I'm not sure exactly how all that went down, but
okay.
Yeah, he got to star on WWVA, and that's what really broke his career.
I see.
You know, what's funny is a friend of mine that lives down the road found an album of my daddy's, and it's a lot bigger than a regular 33 album.
Oh, is that right?
And he cleaned it up. Yeah, he cleaned it up, and we ran a needle through it, and it was my daddy in 1941, I think it was, doing a commercial.
Oh, wow.
He would come on. He would come on and talk for a minute or two, and they'd play segments of his songs. But it was a sewing company that he was promoting, and Hawk was talking about the button maker and how you could get three strands of thread, a needle, and a buttonhole maker, and a thimble for a nickel.
Oh wow! Quite the times have sure changed, haven't they?
Yes, they have. But it's really cool to hear that. You know, to get to hear his talking voice. You know,
exactly.
Get to hear that very much.
That's for sure. So he was also known as the Hawk of the West Virginia Hills, of course.
Mm-hmm.
How did that saying get started?
Johnny, I'm not sure about how all that came about. Yes. I know that it on the back of his album, I believe it's the Hawkshaw Hawkins album, but they talk about how he got noted that, but they didn't explain
how.
Yeah, how all that came about. He was really tall.
Yes, he was.
So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, or you know, there hadn't been that many artists that came out of there. Maybe they were looking for somebody, you know, that they could look up to up there, because West Virginia is a very deprived state. And, you know, coal miners and all that, it's never been a very rich state. So they're probably clinging to whatever they can get, you know.
Exactly, yes, I do, yes. And he had another nickname as well, I understand, that you've told me before.
Yeah, 11 and a half yards of personality.
Yeah, so he must have had a giant personality.
He did, and yes. I think who gave him that name was Harlan Howard, the great songwriter.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, that's who gave him that. They were dear friends, and I was fortunate enough to used to write for Harlan.
Oh.
And Harlan told me a bunch of stories about my daddy and about his personality and how he was a ladies' man and really was good with people. So I'm pretty sure that Harlan is the one that coined him with that name.
So looking at the songs that he's recorded, I know you always aimed more towards the ballads.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do, but, you know, I do a Next Generation show once a year
here
in Hendersonville, and it's Sons and Daughters of the Country Legends, and every year I'll try to do a different Hawk song, so this year, it was last year, I did Doghouse Boogie.
Oh, yes, a classic, yes.
And I got the band involved in it, and it really went over well.
Now, do you guys ever record any of this stuff?
It's been on film, and people record it a lot. We haven't taken it anywhere. Our show is the one that opens up CMA Fest the first Thursday in June.
Oh, okay.
And we've had some, you know, big acts, Pam Tillis, Lori Morgan, and the Haggards, and the Bellamy Brothers. We've had some really nice acts, and it's a great, great show. This will be our 15th year.
Oh, wow. Yes, congratulations, yes. And now, how do you find the turnout for that?
We promote, and it sells out every year. We do it at the Troubadour up here by the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
And they have built and added on our VIP tables, usually sell out within 5 minutes.
So, oh, wow. Yes, I see.
And the people that we have that come regularly, they're, when we put it on the ticket sales place, they have to be on there at 8 o'clock that morning, and they'll be on there, and they'll sell those VIP tables out within 5 minutes.
Amazing, yes. So do you find a lot of his fans coming up to you, and your mother's fans?
Well, you know, I do. You know, Hawk was, like I said, he would have been over 100 years
yes,
old
he would
now,
have been,
and
there's
not very many of his friends left.
No.
But I do have been fortunate enough to meet some of the artists, and, you know, like Harlan Howard and stuff back in the day that really knew my daddy and Jan Howard, and been real fortunate to, you know, Mama, I bet she had 1,500 band members.
Oh. Because
it seems like seems like everywhere I go, I used to play with your mama. I used to play with your daddy. I used to play with your mama. If that's the case, boy, she went through them. But
yes.
I think what those guys mean is that they may have been in a house band.
Yes, of course.
My mother went.
Yeah.
Yes, and they really weren't band members, but people liked to say that they were, you know.
Exactly. It looks good for them. Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at his classic, Lonesome 77203, now I understand that Justin Tubb wrote that. How did your father get a hold of that, or do you know?
You know, it's really funny. My mother recorded it first.
Oh, is that right? Yes, Jean.
Yeah, okay. And she, Hawk went to her, and Mama told me this, and asked her if she wasn't going to release it as a single, would she care if he recorded it and put it out as a single? So Mama said, no, I don't mind you doing that at all, and Hawk recorded it and took it number one.
Yes, and I heard a recent interview between you and another guy that he actually got to see that go number one before his passing.
He did. I think it was just the week before, and he got to see his number one. Then after he died, it had fallen off the number one spot, and then like 2 weeks later, it was number one, I guess, after the crash, yeah.
Yes, I see. So, of course, March 5th of 1963 will forever be etched in everybody's memory, who was a fan of your father's and Patsy's and Cowboys. But your mother was, if I may say, pregnant for you a month or so before his passing, but
yes, sir.
What have you been told yourself about that crash from your mother?
I had an older brother. He was 15 months old at the time of the crash, and my mother was giving him a bath in the kitchen sink, and Hawk was already supposed to have been home, and nobody had heard anything still yet, and Mama said she kind of knew already that something was wrong, but when she was giving my brother a bath, the phone rang, and you know, back in the days, they were them old phones, and
yes.
It was my mother's, what do you call him? The one that ran their fan club, the president of her fan club.
Oh, okay, yes.
And she said, Gene, I'm just calling to check on you and see how you're doing. And my mom said, oh, I'm doing good, sitting here giving the baby a bath. And then the lady said, oh, Gene, you haven't heard. And she said she knew right then what the next words were going to be.
Yes, I see. So, as we were mentioning, it's 62 years. Looking back at his memory, what is your thoughts on the way he's remembered? I know, that, as you and I were saying, there's not many that remember him himself. It's mostly Patsy. But we are all friends. But what is your thoughts on the way that tragedy has been remembered in Nashville?
You know, it's done me a lot of good, you know, having been Junior and all. Patsy being on the plane, you know, immortalized.
Yes,
daddy.
It sure did.
But he wasn't supposed to be on the plane. They had went to Kansas City, Missouri to do a benefit for Jack McCall, who was a big DJ across the United States, had gotten killed and left a wife and two kids. So Patsy and Dalton and Walker and a bunch of them, Roy Acuff, I think, was even on the show, but they all flew out there and did the benefit show, and during the show, Billy Walker, his father, had a heart attack, and they got the call up there in Kansas City for him to just get home as quick as he could. His father was in bad shape. So my daddy gave Billy Walker his commercial flight back. My daddy had a commercial flight back, and back then you didn't have to have a picture and driver's license and all that to fly, but so he gave Billy Walker his commercial flight back, and he said, I'll just ride back with Patsy, you get home to your daddy. So he wasn't supposed to be on that plane. Billy Walker's grandson is a dear friend of mine. He helps me with the Next Generation show, but his name is Sweepy Walker.
Okay.
And me and him have become really, really good friends, and happy to have him. And but I keep holding it over his head, you know, if it wasn't for my daddy, you wouldn't be here, boy.
Hey, yes, that's true, I guess. Yes, for sure. Now, but also, going outside of this subject for a minute, Billy Walker actually passed away tragically anyway, it seemed, in a car accident in 2006,
yes,
almost 20 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down in, I believe he was in Alabama.
Yes.
And the van, I think they were pulling a trailer, and the van ran off the road and went down a little embankment. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure it killed a couple of his band members.
And his wife, Betty, too, I believe.
And yes. Betty, yes.
So it's like the Lord had it planned, but it just wasn't his time, I guess.
Yeah. I loved Billy. He was a great guy and a great
singer too.
Great singer. The tall Texan.
Exactly. That's right. Yes. So going back into your story about your father, how did him and Gene get married, or what year would that have been?
They got married, I believe, in 1960. They were married in, they may have been Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas. But they had to get married twice, from what I'm told.
Oh.
They did it at one of their shows. They got married, and everybody came in. They filled up the auditorium. And there were some people that didn't get to see it, so they actually got married twice so all the fans could come see them.
I see.
And I think they may have met at the Louisiana Hayride.
Okay, yes, in Shreveport.
It could have been at the Grand Ole Opry, but I think the Hayride when they met was the first time. So, and I'm not sure on that, Johnny, but that was a long time ago.
Long time ago, and you weren't around at the time. Exactly, I hear you. Yes,
we were fortunate enough last year that the guy that owns the Louisiana Hayride now,
yes,
he had these keychains made of that famous microphone, the KHW, whatever it was,
yes,
radio, but he had these really, really nice keychains made with that microphone on them, and he had 60 of them made, and he gave us some where our parents had played on. If our parents had played on the Louisiana Hayride, he would give us one of those keychains, and it's really, really nice. It comes in a nice box and
quite
really
a nice keepsake.
It's really nice. And we put that microphone, he brought it all the way from Louisiana, and we put it on the stage, stage right, and put a spotlight on it. And we talked about that during the show because Bob Lumen had played there, and of course, Melissa Lumen is on that thing with me, and Billy Walker. And he handed out five or six that night to those who played down there. And he's a really nice guy.
Okay, yeah. And so I'll wrap it up for today, but it's been a pleasure talking to you, Hawkshaw, and let's do it again sometime soon. Share with us what song we can play in memory of your father.
Well, how about Doghouse Boogie?
Sounds good, Hawk. Yes, for sure. And I hope you don't mind me calling you Hawk. I know I call you that quite a lot.
No, that's what everybody down here calls me too, Johnny.
So okay, sounds good. Well, with that, we'll wish you and everyone a blessed day, and take care, Hawkshaw.
You too, sir. Have a great day.
Yes, take care. Bye-bye.
See you, Johnny.
Mighty low down and make you shake your feet. It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
It's a doghouse boogie.
Doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now. She can't do about the doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
About the doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now. She drinks gin, she puts me in the doghouse time and again. She does the doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now. shakes around like a thrashing machine. She does a doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
The doghouse boogie.
Everybody's doing the doghouse boogie now.
Friends, this series, your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock, and I'd like to tell y'all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin, and for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
On time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
Well, yes, friends, once before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show here, we'd like to pay tribute to two great classics that we received this past week in the mail. First of all, it's going to be Anita Paris from Western Ontario and her version of Leaving On Your Mind. Then we'll follow with a duet off of Miss Leona Williams' latest project. And it's going to be off a project of 24 tracks that are all duets over the years that she's had. And it's going to be a classic by Frankie Miller, Miss Leona Williams, and a duet called Two Lips Away. With that, I would like to say that if you have any music that you would like to have heard over Way Back with Johnny, email it via email at waybackcountry@cfrc.ca, and I'll be glad to play it. With that, here are these two latest recordings. Welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us all home.
If you've got leaving on your mind, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If you've got leaving on your mind, a new love in your heart. Tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's a new love in your heart,
softly glow, making all the places I think that you would go. I hear your laugh, I see your face, but you never look my way.
My lonely heart seeks happiness just two lips away. Just two lips away. So near and yet so far.
I can't forget. I close my eyes and there you are.
This aching heart that needs you dies a little more each day. For the love that's out of reach, just two lips away.
I can't forget. I close my eyes and there you are.
This aching heart that needs you dies a little more each day. And for the love that's out of reach, just two lips away.
Now, friends, we have once again reached the end of the Way Back with Johnny program here on CFRC and also OshaRocks.com. With that, I would like to thank everyone for listening in to this program once again this week. Now, as we close out another program, I would like to share that even though it's been years since that tragic night on March 5th of 1963, when the memories of those we lost will forever be etched in the memory of country music fans, and even though it's been years since they were tragically killed in a plane accident in 1963, their fans will always remember their contribution to the country music scene. I would like to wrap up today's program with the words that are engraved on Miss Patsy Cline's grave marker in Winchester, Virginia, that I visited before years ago. They simply read, "Death cannot kill what never dies," which to me is very true. Even though the singer dies, the music and the memories will live on forever. As we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show, I'd like to once again play us home today with a song that was recorded by Mr. Tex Ritter and called I Dreamed of a Hillbilly Heaven. Then we'll follow with wrapping up today's program with a song by Hawkshaw Hawkins, which was recorded on the world-famous Grand Ole Opry stage many years ago, and it's going to be Life's Mountain Railway. With that, I would like to remind y'all that we will be back here next Sunday as we pay tribute to another great artist. So with that, we would like to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny show and have a blessed week, and may God bless and take care of each and every one of you till we meet again next week. So long, friends, and happy listening.
I dreamed I was there in a hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Last night I dreamed I went to hillbilly heaven, and you know who greeted me at the gate? The old cowboy philosopher himself, Will Rogers. He said to me, he said, "Tex, the boss of the riders up here has kind of asked me to show you around. Right over yonder's a couple of your old compadres." My, was I glad to see them. Carson Robinson and the Mississippi Blue Yodeler, Jimmy Rogers. I dreamed I was there in a hillbilly hell. Oh, what a beautiful sight. He introduced me to Wiley Post, and he showed me the Hall of Fame with all the gold guitars and fiddles hanging on the wall. Then he said, "Tex, step over this way, boy. Your friends know you won't see, but they're waiting for you." And there they were, standing side by side and smiling at me. Hank Williams and Johnny Harton, Patsy Cline, Cowboy Copas, and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Hank Martin, and the rest. I met all the stars in hillbilly heaven. Oh, what a beautiful sight. Then I asked him who else he expected within the next, oh, say 100 years. He handed me a large book covered with stardust. Will Rogers called it The Big Tally. In it were many names, and each name was branded in pure gold. I began to read some of them as I turned the pages. Red Foley and Ernest Tubb, Gene Autry, Roy Acuff, Eddie Arnold, Tennessee Ernie, Andy Griffith, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter. Tex Ritter. That's when I woke up. And I'm sorry I did, because I dreamed I was there in a hillbilly hell. Oh, what a beautiful.
Now, if the Jordanaires and all the boys will join me on a song, one that we like very much, entitled Life's Railway to Heaven.
Life is like a mountain railway with an engineer that's brave. Must make the run successful from the cradle to the grave. Watch the curve that fills a tunnel.
Over.